Welcome to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. Get ready to be inspired, uplifted, and connected to the miraculous energy of unconditional love that I call Mother Mary. If you're a highly sensitive, highly creative entrepreneur or light worker, and you want to magnify your impact and your intuition, you are in the right place. I'm your host, Reverend Frances Faden, interfaith minister, intuitive coach, and author of Meditation is Friendship with God. I can't wait to share miraculous stories, books, meditations, messages, and interviews with other miraculous lightworkers just like you. Are you ready to magnify your miracles? What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, my miraculous friend, and welcome to another episode of the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. This is Reverend Frances Faden, and I'm so grateful to get to spend this time with you, helping you to magnify your miracles. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic that is really fun for me to talk about now that your chakras are balanced, now what happens? But before we do that, let's take a few deep breaths together, just get ourselves grounded and centered. If you're driving, please keep your eyes on the road, but you can still bring your awareness to your breath. And as you let yourself bring your awareness to your breath, breathing in the energy of expansion, breathing out anything you no longer need. And just allowing yourself to feel so grateful for this opportunity. Knowing that whatever you need to hear today will be exactly what you need to hear to help you take the next step to magnify your miracles. So let us take one more deep breath together in gratitude, and we can begin. All right, my friend. Well, welcome back once again. And for those of you who have been listening to the podcast for a while, thank you so much. You know that a big piece of the work that I do when I work with individuals is I work with their chakra system, the seven energy centers in the body. And I was, I just have to say it was something that happened spontaneously. I wasn't trying to make it happen. But when I first learned about energy balancing back in my early 20s, when I was working as a massage therapist, I just started trying to help people in a bigger way. You know, I was doing massage. I was wondering what would happen if I could help them with their chakras. How does it even work? I was learning all these things at the time. And I would be putting my hands on my client and, you know, reading their energy the way that I was taught. And I wasn't doing anything really intuitive. It was very kind of almost not quite mechanical, but there was a definite process that anybody could do to learn how to do it. So I was just doing what my teacher had taught me to do, to check their energy and then run energy, you know, through my hands and help them. And what I noticed was sometimes people would come to me for a weekly massage or biweekly, whatever it was, and they would have the same pattern. I was like, if I just help them with their second chakra, why is that happening again? And I'd be asking myself this question in my mind. I'd be saying, why is their second chakra showing up as closed off again? Like, what is going on? And then I got an image. It just an image would pop in my mind, or a feeling or a thought would pop in my mind. And it would be something not related to anything. Like it would be a picture of a dog or something like that. And after it had happened a couple times, I was like, I think something else might be going on here. So with the clients that I felt were open to it, I would ask them and I would say, is there any reason why I'm seeing a dog in your second chakra? Or, you know, does it make any sense to you? And then they would say, oh my God, I just had to put my dog down last month and I'm so sad, or whatever it might be. And I started going, oh, so through this process for me of just inquiring, the chakras started talking to me, which I still think to this day is the coolest thing. I'm like, how did that happen? I don't know how it happened, but it definitely started happening. And the more I did it, the more it happened. And people were more interested in that than they were in the massage. So I ended up letting go of the body work and then working with people with their energy. And the great thing is now I can do it over the phone. I don't need to do it in person at all. I haven't done it in person in a really long time. And so a lot of my practice has been focused on that particular aspect of people and their energies, their chakras. Well, then I had my own experience with Mother Mary in 2012, as you know as well. And that really expanded, I could say, magnified my intuition. It magnified my healing ability. It magnified my channeling. I never really considered myself a channel before then. And with Mother Mary's grace, not only am I able to channel her messages, but she allows me to now channel really any being, any saint, any archangel, any ascended master. I'm able to receive messages and in the same kind of a way. And so that shift took place about 10 years ago. And so now as I'm combining all of these things, I combine practical coaching, I'm combining energy healing and reading your energy to see how are you doing. And then I have this extra energy of Mother Mary's guidance, which is even, you know, higher than what I can do myself. It really helps people to get results very, very quickly. But a lot of times people come to me and they think that the goal of their work with me is to get their chakras balanced. Like that's the goal. And it's true that one of the things I do is I look to see where is their energy a little bit stuck? Where is it having some challenges? Where is it not moving us freely? Because what that shows us is inner resistance. It's letting us know that the energy that's supposed to be moving freely, there's something that's hindering that. And more times than not, it's usually an unresolved emotional thing. Now, that being said, it could also be you have a physical thing going on. You could have an injury. Sometimes when people have chronic throat chakra things, I will ask them, have you ever had a whiplash? Have you been in an accident? Have you ever had something going on with your neck? And a lot of times they say, oh yeah, I definitely had a whiplash, or oh, there's something going on with my thyroid or something like that. So you can be having something physical and it shows up in your energy. You can have something energy and then it'll show up for you physically as well. So I never assume that I know which way things are going. Because if you do have an injury or maybe you had a surgery, the effects of that can still show up in your energy field. And that's part of what I do at the end of every session is I try to clear that out. But the main goal of my work is to help you magnify your miracles. What does that mean? That means that I want you to get really clear about your heart's desire. And I want to help you bring that into reality in whatever way is right for you. And everybody has a different heart's desire. Yours might not be mine. A lot of times I'm working with spiritual entrepreneurs who have a big vision. They're here to make a big impact in the world, whatever that is. And I love helping people that are, you know, really motivated. But sometimes your deep heart's desire might be completely different than that. Maybe you want to move to your dream home. Maybe you want to find the love of your life. You know, whatever it might be. These are the things that I try to help people with, is getting clear about what that is and then helping you to move forward using your own energy and helping you connect with the energy of the universe, because that's what makes things happen so much faster. Now, in the process of doing that, we often uncover what's underneath these stuck areas. And as you address them, we bring them to awareness, you take action, these things start to dissolve and they start to heal. Because the energy field is always changing. You know, if you woke up and you didn't sleep well last night, it's going to show up in your energy. If you changed your diet and it's working really great for you, it's going to show up in your energy. If you had a really uncomfortable conversation with your mother-in-law, it's going to show up in your energy, meaning that your energy is always changing. But what we want to do is we want to keep our energy flowing so that that conversation with your mother-in-law doesn't stay stuck in your energy and your heart's closed because you're so afraid of, you know, feeling the, you know, the judgment or whatever it is that sometimes she is with you, or maybe your spouse is that way. And then we protect our heart chakras. So these are patterns. This is why I work with people over time, because these are patterns, and patterns are not just like boop, one thing and they're gone. Even Jesus, when he healed people, said, all right, you're healed, but don't do the thing that caused this, or even something worse can happen. So if even Jesus is saying, hey, you know, we healed this for you, but if you keep doing the same thing, it's going to happen all over again. I say the same thing with my clients. I'm trying to help you to not do the same thing, to make a different choice so that you can be honoring yourself and having a different result. And we want to keep your energy flowing and moving. Makes sense, right? So then we get to a point, usually after a few months or so, where somebody comes and their energy is clear. Their chakras are all open. And they're all like, yay. And they think like, is that it? Am I done? And it means that you've made a huge advancement. But here's the truth. Once your chakras are consistently clear, now the fun begins, because now you can really magnify your miracles. Why is that? What did I say in the beginning? You don't have any inner resistance. There's no inner resistance. And that inner resistance is the only thing that's slowing down your ability to experience more miracles in your life. In fact, I will go out on a limb and I will even say, that is the only thing that's keeping you from every single thing that you might want in your life, is any inner resistance. Now, inner resistance can show up as simple as mixed feelings. Mixed feelings. So for example, I've worked with parents who, they really want their kids to like move on, move out of the nest and do their own life. And they also have a little feeling of like, oh, but either I'm going to miss them, or who am I if I'm not being the mom, am I not being the dad? And what is that? That's two energies going like this. I want them out on their own. And I also am a little nervous about what's this next thing. That's a simple example, but you can have all kinds of resistance on the inside. It usually shows up as fear. Sometimes it's unconscious, subconscious fears that come up, things that you're not even aware of. That's why I love working with your energy, because I can go in there and I can talk with your energy and I can find out what's going on. What is it really wanting? What is it really needing? Now, when you don't have that inner resistance, things start happening. And I can use myself as an example. So last month, I went to a different kind of a healer, but somebody who her process had this amazing, like, whoo, my heart just went, wow, wide open. Now, I didn't even think my heart wasn't open, but after having this experience, I was like, wow, I could really feel the difference. And I noticed that two people that I had been thinking about contacting and finding out, like, I wonder how they're doing. I'm wondering if they're maybe wanting to, you know, pick up where they left off. Do they want to start doing some work with me again? No joke. Within 24 hours, they emailed me. Both of them emailed me and said, you know, I've been thinking about working with you. I'm having blah, blah, blah going on in my life. You know, can I set up a time to talk to you? Both of them. I was like, whoa, that's what it's like when your energy is clear. So having your energy be clear is not the end. It's actually the beginning. It's the beginning of you being able to, you know, that think about it and have it come through you. The difference between you and I and these great masters that live on the planet and that have lived on the planet, they're not different than us. They still have the same anatomy. They still have everything, but their energy goes through their system, through their chakras so fast. There's no blockage. So they can think of something and boop, they can manifest it. That's how it happens. It's a level of consciousness and it's a level of inner clarity, no resistance on the inside. So I'm going to give you a few things that you can do to help you with this, because it's not always easy to tell if your chakras are flowing or if they're not flowing. Now you probably know, because if you feel stuck, if things are taking a long time, if you find that you have repeating patterns of like, oh my God, I keep dating the same guy over and over again. Oh my God, I keep having the same boss everywhere I go. Oh my God, I keep having the same, you know, dynamic with my kids, like whatever it might be, or in my health. Any repeating patterns are coming from your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is going to show up in your energy field. So if you're having any health challenges, if you're having any relationship challenges, if you're having any financial challenges, if you're having creative blocks, all of those things are an indication that something is probably not right in your energy field. Now, the ideal thing would be to find somebody like me. And if you did want to find out whether working with me would be a match for you, I welcome you to set up a miracle meeting with me. And, you know, if you're somebody that's really serious about, I really want to make it so that my energy is moving because I'm really ready to take my life to the next level. I have these big heart's desires that I really want to experience in this lifetime. Then definitely, you know, click below and you can set up a time for a miracle meeting. You can go to my website and you can see where it says miracle meeting and just go ahead and click on that. And I'm happy to do it. But if you can't, if I'm not your person, which is totally fine, find somebody Find somebody that can help you. Could be a Reiki person, could be an acupuncturist, could be a body worker, could be a therapist, it could be an intuitive healer, could be all kinds of things. You find the person that works well for you and ask them, are you someone that can help me move through my stuck places? Are you somebody that can help me resolve this recurring pattern? Are you somebody that can help me understand my energy better? Those are some of the things that you want to ask somebody. And that would be my number one choice. My number two choice for you would be to do something that moves your energy, like yoga or Tai Chi. Or again, I said, you know, body work could be helpful. Anything that's going to get the energy in your body moving, even certain kinds of exercise, even just walking can help you often, you know, get the energy moving. That's the other thing I would say. And then the third thing I would say is, if you're like me and you like to journal, I would say get out a journal and write down what you notice, right? So maybe you have, let's pick something. Maybe you have a recurring health. Maybe there's a health issue that you have. Like you keep getting bronchitis or something like that. I don't know. I'm going to make it up. And I'm not a doctor, so please don't take me at it. But let's just say you notice that this tends to be a thing for you, or you get a rash or something like that. I want you to take a look at that, and then you ask, what belief would I need to have? And what belief would I need to have for this to be healed? And what belief might I have that it's not healing? Like, what, where am I in conflict on the inside? Or we can use this again, like for money. It's like, if you keep having, like, whenever I get a windfall of money, I also get a windfall of bills. I've heard people say this a lot, like, oh, you know, I got a big tax refund, but then my car broke down. I see that a lot with people too. These are patterns keeping you in this place. The money comes in and then the bills come in, and then you're still in this place of not really moving forward. That would be another example. You want to take a look at that and say, okay, well, what part of me is ready to receive money and what part of me is not? And I've talked to you guys about this before in some of my other podcast episodes, that if money, as a highly sensitive person, if you have a hard time keeping your boundaries and money is the thing that helps you do it, like, oh, I don't have money, so sorry, I can't come to your party, or I can't fly to your wedding, or I can't whatever, instead of just saying, yeah, I don't really want to do it, or I'm not up for it, money acts as your boundary, then having money is going to be in conflict with your need to have that boundary. And then what happens? Energy gets stuck. This is what happens. This is what I do with people all day long. I help them discover what's going on. What's going on? We bring it to light. We ask your energy, what is it that you need? What is it that you need? What would help you to feel safe having more money? What would help you to feel safe having vibrant health? What would help you to feel safe having beautiful relationships? Because again, the only reason you're not having it is there's something on the inside creating resistance. And I don't say that from a place of blame. I'm not saying like, oh, it's your fault that it's like, no. It's not about that. It's recognizing that as human beings, sometimes we have opposite feelings. Sometimes we might have a belief. Sometimes your mom might be in your head telling you, be careful, don't do anything risky. And then you find that, like, you have a fear of investing in the stock market or whatever it might be. And you don't know why, because your mom's voice is back here telling you, don't do anything that's too risky, you better be cautious, or your dad or your teacher or the media or whoever it is. And you don't realize that you've taken it on as your own belief. You get to choose and say, do I want to keep that belief, or am I going to let that belief go? Maybe today I'll let that belief go. Now, this is the beautiful thing. It's just the beginning. And once you work with yourself and you know how to keep your chakras open, you know that, I'm going to be talking to my mother-in-law this week. That means I need to make sure that I'm taking care of my heart chakra before or after. I have clients where I tell them, like, oh, this pattern, we've seen this pattern. Every time you have 2 and 4 open, that's usually when you've talked to your mother or your sister or your ex-husband or whoever it might be, because that's a protection pattern. When 2 and 4 are closed, that's when we're protecting ourselves. The downside is the good stuff can't come in when we're protecting ourselves only from the bad stuff. It keeps the good stuff from coming in too. Really important. That's why I love this work so much, because once we help you understand your energy, then you can decide, okay, my mother-in-law's here. I'm going to be mindful of this. I'm going to do what I need to do to strengthen my energy. And then when I hang up that phone, whoosh, I'm going to do something to open my heart back up and have a good rest of the day. Most of us don't know how to do that. We put our guard up and then we walk through the day, the week, the month, years, sometimes decades with our heart chakra closed. And then what happens is we don't have access to that information, right? And then we're like, what would I really love? I can't tell. Well, why can't you tell? Because your heart chakra has gone offline. It's like not being able to access the software in your computer. It's there, but it's not doing you any good because you can't tell. You can't feel it. You don't know. So that's why I'm really highly recommending. Take a look at how can you get support for yourself on an energetic level? What can you do today to move your energy? What can you do to start honoring the fact that these areas that might be stuck have a way of being open? You know, if you're willing, say a prayer about it. Ask Mother Mary to guide you or whoever you believe in and say, hey, I really want to open my chakras. Having your chakras balanced, it's a great point in your healing process. And it's not the goal. It's not the end. It's actually the beginning, because now you can really step into magnifying your miracles, because there's nothing holding you back. Again, my friend, if you would love to do that, I'd love to talk to you about it and see if working with me, working with a mentor to help you magnify your miracles is something that would be great for you. Just set up a miracle meeting with me. I'll put it in the show notes. It's definitely down below if you're watching on YouTube. Set up a miracle meeting with me and we'll talk about it and we'll see if we can help you open your energy and magnify your miracles, if that's a good fit for you. It's not a good fit for everybody. You have to be really clear that you're ready to take this next step in your life and that you're ready to receive that support on an ongoing basis. It's not about one appointment. It's about signing up and having somebody with you over time, because patterns develop over time. And so, of course, over time is how we undo them. The good news is it takes less time to undo them than it does to establish them, at least in my experience, because we have the power of awareness. So I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. If you've ever had an opportunity to work with your own energy, if you've ever noticed that when your energy is open, that you feel lighter, and you've noticed that, you know, you seem to be more magnetic during those times, I'd love to hear your comments about that. I read and I comment on all of the comments, so I welcome them. And if you did enjoy this episode, please feel free to share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it on social media, or with anybody who you think might be interested in magnifying their miracles. And the most important thing is if you could leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, that helps me out so, so much. I really appreciate it. All right, my friend, thank you again. And remember, the key to magnifying your miracles is to know that your miracle is already here. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Magnify Your Miracles podcast. I'm so grateful to be able to spend this time with you. If you want even more inspiration, feel free to visit my website, francisfaden.com or magnifyyourmiracles.com. And if you did enjoy this episode, I would really appreciate it if you left a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever it is that you connect with awesome podcasts. Remember, the key to magnifying your miracles is remembering that your miracle is already here.